Well, on the one hand, the Nakba was a real disaster for the Palestinians who were banished or fled because they were afraid of us. On the other hand, we are here in the UN headquarters, and I don't have to tell you, had the Palestinians accepted the UN resolution of partition 181 in 47, there would have been no war between Israel and the Palestinians, the Arab world and Israel, and there would be no one Palestinian refugee banished. It doesn't mean that one puts the burden or the guilt of what happened to the Palestinians on them, but at least one should take it into account, and something like that was not even mentioned here. So it is problematic. You have to see the whole picture. The individual Palestinian families really suffered a lot as a result of it, are not to be punished for that. But if you have a kind of a historic view and dedicate the whole debate to the historic angle, one should also mention 181.
And in terms of today, I mean, what are your thoughts about what the terrible events of Monday and what that says about the state of relations between the Israeli government and Palestinians, both in Gaza and the West Bank?
Well, it's crazy. I mean, what happened was something known in advance. The Palestinians said that towards the 15th of May, that will be the biggest event and people will get to the fence. And for Hamas, the number of fallen children and young people is their prize. I mean, the higher the number, they can see, look at the Israelis. From the Israeli side, what is really problematic is that the startup nation could not find something milder than lethal weapons against demonstrators who, of course, did not just demonstrate in their own state or in their own area, but aimed to throw the fence. You cannot be indifferent to an attempt to get into your country, and it is easy to criticize, as I myself criticize the government of Israel for not being more innovative in pushing them back. But you cannot say that they just killed innocent people and massacred them.
And as somebody who played such an important role in the 1990s peace process, in those negotiations at Oslo and onwards, what's your assessment of the state of any possible negotiation that could lead to a two-state or even one-state solution at this stage? Have you ever seen things quite at this lower point?
There is no one-state solution. There might be a one-state development, but there is no one-state solution. Neither the Israelis nor the Palestinians. I mean, most of them on both sides would like to see a one-state solution. If you ask me if there is a one-state solution, I prefer the United States as a one-state solution. I was born in a Jewish state. I believe that adjacent to our Jewish state, there should be a vibrant and viable Palestinian state. I believe that the Palestinians do not have less rights than the Israelis, but I believe that the Jewish people deserves its own state. And if for whatever reason there is a one-state solution, I don't want to be there.
And what role is there for the United Nations now in helping to keep a two-state solution alive?
I think that the United States is trying its best to weaken the UN. And what is left for the UN is to have meetings like that, cry on each other's shoulders and say, what can we do, what can we do? Sometimes to continue the blame game and the bickering, sometimes to agree with each other. And maybe it is better than doing nothing, but if you ask me whether I'm optimistic about what can be done by the UN right now in order to promote a solution, it is very, very difficult for me to say. I think that at the end of the day, it will be up to us, Israelis and Palestinians, who believe that their destinies are tied to each other, as we did in Oslo, as we did with Jordan in the past, without others, in order to change the situation on the ground. If we are just waiting for others, if it is the superpowers, if it is the UN, regretfully, it will not be conducive to a solution.
Do you see any sign of that jolt? Or are we really in a completely unpredictable situation here?
Well, no, it is not a dead end. I believe that there are enough Palestinians and enough Israelis who want to solve the problem and who are meeting with each other and talking to each other. I belong to such a group. And I think that if we are innovative enough and put on the agenda a solution which is relevant, which is new, which takes into account the development on the ground since the Oslo Agreement, then there is a fair chance that it will be attractive enough.